This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
Liam Hemsworth has broken his silence. He doesn't want to talk about it. He posted on Instagram, it was a picture of the sun setting, and he said that he wishes Miley nothing but health and happiness going forward. This is a private matter. I have not made, nor will I be making any comments to any journalists or media outlets. So if you see any reported quotes, they are false. Peace and love. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Well, you know what? After a big split like that, especially in the public eye, it's a kick to the ego a bit. Like, you're embarrassed. He's going through a lot of emotions right now. You know what he needs? Like, a 4-week retreat and a therapist.
Yeah, like yesterday he was spotted getting frozen yogurt, and it was so sad to see him. He was so somber there.
Well, just like when the tacky TMZs and stuff too are making a spectacle of something that, like, he is really hurt by.
Well, you know what? I even saw an Instagram post by one of those outlets. I'm not sure who it was. People Magazine, US Weekly, whatever it was. It was a picture of Miley and Caitlyn, who was on the beach with her. They were kissing, and they tagged Liam Hemsworth in the picture. What are you doing?
Yeah, he needs to delete his internet and go to, like, a monastery for a while.
That's what Ryder did.
It's true, actually. Kind of.
Bebe Rexha posted saying that a music executive said she was too old to be sexy. Bebe Rexha is only 29. She posted the sexiest picture in a bikini saying any age is sexy. And I'm hurt because I am 29 and I don't want to be at that age where people are saying you're too old for things.
Don't let one music exec whose job it is to sell to teens decide what age is sexy. Like, you've been busting your ass at the gym for like 3 months straight. Serious question. Have you ever felt as confident as you do now?
No.
Right.
But, like, I look back and I'm like, I looked better then, but I wish I was more confident then. So that's something to remember too. You always look better than what you feel, unfortunately. Way she goes. Also, speaking of Miley Cyrus, she posted a selfie in the studio, so she's making new music. Oh, and also, Alanis Morissette, who is 45, by the way, just gave birth to a baby boy. His name is Winter Mercy.
Which, I really like Winter, I really like Mercy. They're cool names. But together, I don't know. I live in Edmonton for one winter, and you'll say those two words together at some point.
She is Canadian.
Winter Mercy. Hello! 4D Theater. Coming soon to Edmonton, apparently.
4DX, Ryder.
Sorry.
So this theater has opened in Calgary. This is how they're getting people to leave their house and watch movies.
Well, that's the problem the theaters face, is that most people in their homes have a pretty capable movie watching area.
So they want you to be immersed into the actual film. So they're going to have sensory effects that include water, wind, lighting, and scent. So if there's snow in the scene, they're going to have artificial snow falling in the theater.
No, that would be so hard to clean up.
No, it's going to be so fun.
A windstorm, you'd like to get wind when you're in a theater?
I think if it adds to the effect, yes. I don't want to be in, like, a war scene.
Well, exactly. Can you imagine?
I don't want anyone to sneeze on me, like in Shrek.
Right. So would it blast, like, snot at you?
Yeah, it would be fake snot.
No.
Yeah, there's going to be smells. So if someone farts in the scene,
no,
they're going to have...
These are terrible examples. You're supposed to give examples like, if you're in a rainforest, it'll be misty and smell like fresh plants. You're talking about people snotting and farting on me.
Well, you gotta think of the negatives. You can't go in there and think it's going to be all just flowers and sunshine.
I mean... My guess is that they lean towards that. It'll be intense stuff.
Right. They'll have, like, lightning effects, the lighting, the thunder.
Sure. But, and also really happy, positive stuff. Not, I don't think it'll be gross stuff.
Frozen 2 is coming out. Make sure you wear your winter jacket.
You're not a cat person at all.
No.
And even, like, people that are cat people, you hate them and you wish they'd die, right?
Okay, that's a bit aggressive. No, all I said once was that if you were to get murdered in your home, a cat would yawn and go and lay down in the sun again.
Right.
Whereas a dog would be like, ah, my owner. Cats don't care. You can leave them alone for 18 days.
No,
they'll survive.
No. You can't say things like that.
Oh.
4 days, I think. There's new research being done, new vaccination being created for people with cat allergies. I know for me growing up, both my dad and my oldest brother were terribly allergic to animals. And because of that, we had to get rid of all of the animals on our farm. This was long before I was born. But, and that I couldn't have pets. And, like, that's tough for a kid to find out that you can't have pets because one guy in the house is allergic.
And then you're always kind of weird around animals because you weren't adjusted growing up. Yeah, no, if I touch my eyes when there's a cat, when there's cat hair around, they get really itchy.
See, I feel like you're making it up just because you're not a cat person.
I don't trust them.
See? That I don't think you're actually allergic.
Ryder, I am. So the scientists in Switzerland have developed this vaccine, and you don't actually get the shot. The cat does. So it gets rid of a hormone that's in their saliva, because that's what it is. It's not the actual fur that you're allergic to. They lick their fur, and then that is what you're touching.
Nasty.
Is the saliva. Yeah. So it'll help with that, the histamine in there.
Cool. So you don't have to take a pill?
No, it's the cats that take the vaccine. Again, this is something that scientists are working on. It's not actually on the market yet. So you can still use the excuse, I'm allergic to cats. I can't come over.
Right.
Like, you have to go to a Tupperware party or something.
Yeah. Or like excuses that are even more sad than that. Like when my daughter has to give away her cat because her little brother at her mom's house is allergic to cats, and I can't take it because you're allergic.
I am allergic, just like Charlie's little brother is allergic.
Yeah.
Same, same, same.
Is it? You got to come clean about what you did yesterday. You didn't even want to talk about this on the air, but I convinced you that we have to talk about it on the air.
Because if we don't talk about it and laugh about it, you will forever use it against me and be bitter and hate me.
And I said that I wouldn't have closure.
Okay, really?
Yes.
You don't have to be playing Foolish Games by Jewel in the background right now. I already feel really bad.
I thought it was a fitting song.
So I've had an ongoing prank with Ryder for 4 years coming up in September. 4 years this has been going on.
You didn't mean to have it run for 4 years.
No, I did not. I never thought that I would see the day where I had to confess.
So what I called one of the nicest gifts I've ever received 4 years ago for my birthday was right during the McDavid hype. We had just drafted him. I had 97 shaved in my head. I knew what a player this kid would be, right?
Like, yes.
He was the highest touted young hockey player since Sidney Crosby, maybe even bigger.
So Ryder's birthday was coming up, and I got him a McDavid jersey, and I walked into, I don't know, some Jersey City probably, grabbed a jersey, and my friend was like, I can get that signed for you. I have a friend. And I was like, yes.
This was before he had even played a game, guys. Like, I'm talking pre-rookie signed McDavid jersey.
So
the thing dreams are made of.
It fell through. Never ended up being able to get the jersey. It was the night before your birthday, and I was like, you know what would be funny? If I just sign it.
Yeah, he's hilarious, hey?
So I signed the jersey, and the next morning when he opened it, I was going to be like, yeah, just kidding, that's my signature. Like, it's not McDavid's.
Is this not the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
It was so bad. You guys, Ryder opened it. He was crying. He said it's the best gift he's ever gotten. It meant the world to him. I changed his life, and I was sitting over here in this exact studio 4 years ago, and my jaw was dropped, and I was like, well, now it's not funny. What am I going to do? Knowing Ryder's personality, I was like, he's never going to frame it. It's just going to be in a box. We'll just forget about it.
It's always going to be in a box.
Yesterday, I come home. Ryder has it in a expensive jersey frame, ready to hang it up. He's so proud. He's posting pictures of it online, all over his Twitter, Facebook page. And I am having a panic attack. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go to jail. I forged a signature. People are going to call him out on it.
Well,
and then I'm going to have to go to court, and I'm going to go to jail for 20.
Maybe that's what you deserve.
You know what? I was only 18 4 years ago.
You weren't. You were 25. So I think we need to take a lighthearted turn to this conversation. We've got Sarah on the phone, and you pranked your boss. Tell us about it.
Yeah, one sec.
You got to leave the office quickly.
I have to walk outside.
Amazing.
Okay, yeah. So we've had an ongoing prank that with one of our bosses, every time he goes on vacation, he has this wall of pictures in his office that his kids have drawn. And so every time we add our own picture, we make it look like exactly like a kid's drawing. Like, one of our workers, like, he'll draw it with, like, his left hand. And he'll put, like, "We love you, Daddy."
That is so good.
I've been here 3 years and he hasn't caught on yet, so...
Left-handers Day, and no, that doesn't have anything to do with the legalization of cannabis. It's for people who are left-handed to celebrate and to talk about some of their biggest challenges. You're left-handed, Lisa.
Yeah, it's so interesting because still in 2019, whenever I'm writing something, someone will comment on it. Oh, you're left-handed.
My cousin's friend's left-handed. Do they say that too?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. So only 10% of the population are left-handed. So shout out to you if you write with your left hand. Let us know. Text in. What's up? Me too.
Text in a little bit slower than somebody right-handed would.
No, it's so interesting because a lot of things favor the right hand. Like even, for example, my computer, the writer, come on.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but... like my mouse at my computer, right-handed. You know, scissors, I can't cut a lot of things, which is so crazy. I'll try to do it with my right hand, and it's kind of tough. Like, I'm kind of ambidextrous because I broke my left wrist once.
Okay.
So I kind of had to learn to write with my right hand. Like, I dribble with it. I'm pretty sure I golf right-handed.
Yeah. Swinging's a totally different story.
Right.
That is all mixed up for
people. It's fascinating, because growing up, we used to have those desks in school where it favored your right hand to write on the tabletop, right?
I guess so. I never thought of that.
Other things like machinery, power saws, like how do left-handed people do that?
This text says, the biggest annoyance for me is wearing a wedding band on the same hand that I do everything else with. So I think that's the reason they actually put wedding bands on the left hand. There's some story about how like that finger's connected to your heart, but I think that's just some... girl who was really in love made that story.
People say left-handed people don't live as long, but we're more creative.
What?
We use a different side of our brain. Now, the reason Left-Handers Day is interesting, like maybe you're listening, you're like, I'm right-handed, I don't care. It's kind of important to know that there was a lot of discrimination against left-handed people. Think about it. 10% of the population, left-handed people would get weird looks. A lot of people in school were forced to convert, like they had conversion therapy for their hands. You weren't allowed to write with your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day, you'd get hit with the ruler. Listen, you got to be writing with that right hand.
Paper, rock, scissors, always slower.
In India, actually, it's rude to eat with your left hand.
Oh.
So if you're traveling there, you will get a lot of weird looks.
Well, I wish that was the case here because anytime you go for lunch with somebody who's left-handed, you pretty much have to draw up a seating chart.
See, you really do. Every time I go and we're sitting in a booth, I'm like, I have to be on the end. So have to be on the end.
You know who I feel really bad for here?
Who?
Right-handers.
No. That is not what today is about.
Dealing with you lefties.
Ryder and Lisa. Reloaded.
The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.